You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
So I bet you're all wondering why I've gathered you here today.
No, that's not how this is working. Anyway, guys, welcome to Studio Blank, the anime and manga podcast, where you can find all your news, views, and reviews on all things anime every single week. I'm your host, Paul, again here for episode 2 with my co-hosts, Nate and Tim. How are you guys doing this week? Good week?
Yeah, it's been an interesting week for a lot of reasons. New season, new anime.
Lots of new stuff, lots of news coming out, lots of excitement, and people are actually happy again for the first time in 13 weeks.
yeah, exactly.
Especially considering a lot of the shows that ended up getting pushed back are restarting.
Yep, we're finally back to our pseudo normal schedule, which mm-hmm. is real nice. So
yes. Things are picking up pace. We're going to be getting a lot more shows and a lot more manga in the coming weeks, and people. Yeah, I'm excited. I know you guys are too. We've all taken a bit of a look at a couple of things, and we'll talk about those
yeah,
later.
Yeah, we've done our research this week. We've done our watches. We've read some manga, and we're ready to kind of to jump into it. Let's start with news as we always do, though, guys. First and foremost, we're gonna jump right into it with Fire Force. We've been trying to figure out for the last couple weeks whether we were gonna get a 12 episode season or a 24 episode season. We did get confirmation as it aired this week, of course, that we are getting a full 24 episodes for Fire Force season 2, which is Tim.
Because Fire Force season 1 was 12 episodes, right?
Yes. Yes.
So the fact that they're going out and expanding it and doubling it is just...
Was it 12, Tim?
No, it was 24. I binged 25 episodes of
last night.
Fire Force.
You did it yesterday.
I did it Saturday into Sunday.
Yeah.
So I did it like within a period of 12 hours, I knocked out all 25 episodes. Because as I said last week, I was going to give it its fair shake and I was going to rewatch it and... You know, see if I hated it, not hated it, didn't like it because of the timing that I watched it, or if I just genuinely wasn't on the train.
He's on the Benny is best boy train.
Benny is definitely best boy.
I don't know who Benny is because I haven't watched the show.
You need to, because Benny is best boy and you will love Benny.
I was supposed to start watching it this weekend, but some things took over, so I wasn't able to.
No, you'll be fine. Once you catch up, you'll enjoy it just as much as I think Tim and I have. I think I enjoy it a little bit more because I'm a little bit more like casual, carefree about some of my shonen. I kind of just let myself get lost in it without as much intellectual discussion of characters unless I actually want to. So, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised again. Like, this season opened with a bang, as I'm sure Tim can... We'll get that to a little bit later, but we are getting 24 episodes, which is magnifique.
Very cool.
Some other positive news about a fantastic shonen that we all love. We got an update that they are guaranteed to open for October 16th for the Demon Slayer Mugen Train movie.
Yes.
It'll open in Japan then, and this was something that we weren't totally sure on yet. But the main staff members of the anime are returning for the sequel.
Hallelujah. Yay.
That's good.
That was some of the best news to come out of Funimation Con 2020. So that was super exciting for me because I am a huge Demon Slayer stan.
Fanboy?
Stan, for sure.
All right, we're stans. All right.
I mean, we're only stans because of JoJo, so it works.
Yep.
Are you gonna shame me for being a JoJo stan?
No.
No.
Is that the gimmick?
No.
No.
Not yet.
But it could be.
Only if they come out with another season.
Alright, so in other sequel news.
In other sequel news, we did get the second season of Dr. Stone's teaser for Stone Wars.
Yeah, we got the teaser for the Stone Wars arc. And let me tell you,
I haven't seen it yet. I'm avoiding it.
I have not watched the teaser, but I am so caught up in the manga, it's not even funny. I'm current with it. But holy wow. Just wow. This is one of my favorite arcs. You get some of the best characters from this arc, and you get to see some really cool character interactions. There's a lot of character development in this arc that you don't get as early.
Yeah, that's good.
In some other shows. So this will be a really good one. This is a season to watch for, and it comes out in January of 2021. That's confirmed. Big Pog.
Oh, so we have another two whole seasons to wait for that one.
Yeah, I'm crying about that on the inside.
I mean,
but that's a different issue.
You know, we got two whole seasons. It'll be fine. We've been waiting long enough. I mean, doesn't that mean? I mean, that means right when Fire Force ends, we get Dr. Stone, though.
No.
No?
Yeah, we'll get
that,
yeah,
after
Fire
like
Force.
2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll be
yeah,
out
be
like
about
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
That's okay with. I'm okay. Yeah. Like that's what I'm enjoying about this new release schedule, with everything being kind of like shuffled, is we're getting like almost like exclusive focuses on a couple anime instead of like having this weird like massive tier one anime push all at the same time in one season. You know, like
yeah, that gets really exhausting, especially when you're trying to keep up with everything going on. I know, like a couple seasons ago, there was Fairy Tail and season three of Sword Art and season three of Attack on Titan and like three other tier one shows that were just all out at the same time. And I dropped a lot of them simply because I couldn't keep up with them.
Yeah. So I'm really glad we're getting this. I'm excited for season two, like beyond excited. I loved Dr. Stone in its first season, and I'm just excited to see where second season goes. I haven't kept up with the manga, which I probably will do after this season ends, because I'm horrible about not spoiling myself. So we're just that's what we're doing with that one. However, it's impossible to spoil myself with Fate Stay Night things because I don't know enough Fate Stay Night, and we're getting a Heaven's Feel anime film rescheduled for August 15th, and
all right,
and Comfy is looking at me like I'm insane.
I love Fate. It is a series that is so great, but it's also one of those series that constantly breaks its own rules for no reason. Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Feel is I've been waiting for the third movie to come out because I want to watch all of them at the same time.
Okay.
Because I cannot deal with cliffhangers, and I know more or less what the Heaven's Feel arc is. For the people that don't know, the original Fate, which was Fate Stay Night, had three arcs: the Fate Stay Night arc, the Unlimited Blade Works arc, and the Heaven's Feel arc, two of which have been adapted into anime, one of which has been adapted three times, and only one of them was good. So but they decided to adapt Heaven's Feel into a trilogy of movies, and that started a while ago, so we're finally actually getting the final movie, and I'm very, very, very excited because it means I can finally watch everything.
I mean, my Fate limited experience is Fate Zero. And
Fate
don't
Zero
get me
is
wrong,
the prequel to this.
Zero is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It is slightly depressing, but it's incredible.
You should watch Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works.
I will be watching it at some point. I know Archer looks dope, so we'll be doing that at some point. But
the first fight scene in that show like knocked me off my feet.
That's
like,
fair.
I loved it.
We'll catch up at some point, and you'll definitely hear more out of me about Fate at some point here in the future, especially if that movie comes out and it's good.
Yeah.
So moving on, we have Trigger actually coming out of the woodworks to announce a Cyberpunk Edgerunners anime for Netflix.
Coming 2022, and so CD Projekt Red has like their hands like incredibly deep in it, so they're working hand in hand with Trigger on it, and we got some confirmation on what it'll be. And this is the exact quote: "Cyberpunk Edgerunners tells a standalone 10-episode story about a street kid trying to survive in a technology and body modification obsessed city of the future. Having everything to lose, he chooses to stay alive by becoming an edgerunner, a mercenary outlaw, also known as a cyberpunk."
We're getting official cyberpunks, guys.
He's like a normal punk,
but
like
cyber.
The EDM flavor.
The EDM flavor of punk, oh lord, okay.
What, are you saying that's not what a cyberpunk is?
Guys, if you're not in the gaming world, CD Projekt Red is of Witcher fame. So if you've ever seen The Witcher, if you've ever played any of The Witcher games, you guys know how great they are at building their worlds, and they're building Cyberpunk As a game at the moment. It's coming out slated. It was originally slated for, I think it was July release. It was originally slated for 2015, and then it's been pushed back to 2020. It was supposed to release like this month, and then it got pushed to September. Game. When is our official push date right now for Cyberpunk?
November 18th.
So long story short, we've been, especially us in the gaming community, have been waiting for this for like years. Like Cyberpunk is like one of those games where we're just like itching to get our hands on another deep immersion RPG like we're going to be getting. So to have it see it adapted and have a standalone story told in anime form is really, really cool. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about y'all, but
especially with Trigger doing the animation, considering they do super incredible fluid animations, I'm very excited what they're going to do, especially with a like neo-futuristic cyberpunk city.
Yeah.
So I can already imagine there's going to be a lot of contrast, a lot of really bright neon colors and a lot of really dark shadows. And it's going to be probably one of the prettiest animes that we've seen in recent history.
Hopefully.
And thing I'm most excited about is there's only 10 episodes, so it's really hard for Trigger to do Trigger things.
Wait, are you saying that Trigger ends animes on weird notes?
I mean,
nope,
the only reason I'm going to...
They couldn't ever have done that. Nope, not one time.
I mean, the only reason I'm not concerned about that at all is because apparently, like you said, CD Projekt Red has its hands all over it, and they're not going to let their baby, you know, get plotted. I don't know. I was going to
get weird plotted.
I was going to go somewhere with that. I just realized that there's no better way to say that than they're just going to get plotted out of their own story. So just let's hope CD Projekt Red has their hands all over it, not just, you know, in it. So Trigger's so beautiful. It just, I need their plot, guys. I just need their directors to do better with plot, please. Anyway,
listen, totally normal plot. We just don't all turn into giant mechs at the end. But you know what is ending soon?
Stop. Yes, I know it's ending soon because I loved the anime. We're finally getting the end of the Irregular Magic High School novel series after 12 years this September. They had just announced season 2. We're getting season 2 of the anime here shortly, which is going to be real nice.
Fall season.
It's going to be in the fall, which is like a couple months away, and I'm upset about it because I want it now, because the end of season 1 was actually weirdly cliffhangery. They were like, tease.
I mean,
just left you there.
So
yeah, it's because that's about where volume 1 or 2 ended. Yeah. So
anyway, we're excited for that. I'm excited. I mean, I shouldn't say we are. I am excited for that. I like, it was one of my very first, like, I can just turn off my brain and enjoy OP character anime, you know, that wasn't like One Punch, you know, like there's a level of ascendancy in OP character anime. And, you know, like I'd already done Overlord and I'd done One Punch. So I was like, well, I'm done with Goku now. So like, I guess I need to find something else OP and interesting. And I found it regular and I enjoyed it. Nothing super crazy. Powers were already interesting. So here we are. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Go.
I'm excited.
I think it'll be good. The 32nd volume. Wow. That's quite a wave, by the way. Is subtitled The Sacrifice / Graduation Arc, and it comes out on September 10th. So it'll be a good time.
We'll see. And then guys, let's end off the news with something really, really heartwarming for y'all. Kyoto Animation, 1 year out from the devastating fire, are hiring again and back on their feet and are looking to continue to produce some high quality anime. I'm excited. Let's see what happens they got to rebuild, dude. That's good.
This is really good news because a year ago that fire kind of took the entire industry by storm because one of the most prominent animation studios literally just got burned to the ground.
Yep.
And we did get news coming out and trickling. The person who did it has been taken care of.
We
have a lot of closure in the situation. And now a year out, we're finally getting that end piece of they're back it on their feet. They're getting ready to go and they're mobilizing to get their business back where they were, which is the best thing that we can possibly ask for.
Yep.
It'll be a good year. With all of the hardship that 2020 has brought, seeing that at least something positive is coming out of it is a good thing. So,
yep. Okay. Let's, guys, if you didn't know, we're in peak of summer 2020 lineup. We got our new stuff. We got our resurgence of old stuff. We got our reimagining of old stuff. I'm excited. We got four. So just to give you guys an update as well, I just realized we need to talk about this. Our recording schedule is as follows. Watch throughout the week, record Monday, Tuesday, depending on our availability, and we push it out on Wednesday. So that means we're going to be missing ReZero until the following week. We're going to be 1 week behind on ReZero for you guys. However, everything else so far, Misfit Demon Academy, Monster Masune, or Monster Girl Doctor.
Monster Girl. Monster Girl Doctor,
Monster
just
because
you and Japanese
it.
Just don't
me and
fit
Japanese
together.
Don't mix. Fire Force Season 2 and God of High School are all going to be on the docket every single week. Next week, we're probably going to try and swing some No Gun Low Life in, some of the stuff from Funimation that's exclusive over there. But this week, we're kind of focusing on our Crunchyroll and some manga stuff that we were enjoying this week. So let's get right into it with the anime that I thought was going to be about somebody who was a potato and turned out to not be a potato.
To be fair, I was told it was about a potato. So I gave the exact review as what I thought it was going to be.
When I read it, it said that he was going to be a potato, or it said that he was going to be less competent than everyone else.
Yes. So therefore not as goddamn broken.
Okay, so
as he is.
We need to talk about this. So, guys, if you guys don't know which anime we're talking about, we're talking about the Misfit Demon King Academy.
So Paul and I watched this together. Actually, we sat down and decided, hey, let's take a little while, let's watch some anime together. And we were like, oh, I didn't think this guy was gonna be overpowered. Oh, he's picking a fight with a random dude. Oh, he just killed him 14 times to beat him into submission.
No. You have to remember that we were like, oh, he's dead. And then about 3 seconds later, we were like, oh,
he's not dead anymore.
He brought him back to life. Oh, are we going to get this cycle? Yes, please. Like, and this is going to sound real bad. Please just do it again. Snap, resurrect, snap, resurrect, snap,
resurrect.
He
was literally Thanos snapping him out of existence. And then when he got bored, he beat up the kid with his own heartbeat.
Like,
he just stood there menacingly and his heartbeat actually kicked somebody's ass.
I didn't expect like One Punch Man levels of casual domination of like, oh, look, I have to seriously punch you now. And the guy's like, oh, look, I actually have to use my heartbeat instead of using my words.
Yeah.
I also
want to make a point that we do now officially have a 1 month old fully grown man.
We have eclipsed
evolved.
The lolly.
We have
we
eclipsed
have...
the 800 year old lolly with the 1 month old grown man.
Yes.
It was also an overpowered demon lord from 2000 years ago who doesn't know how to make jokes.
I love his jokes. He'll like walk in and be like, I'm going to murder everyone. And everyone looks at him like, oh my God, it's that weird dude. And he's like, you know, 2000 years ago, people thought that was funny. like his character is already good. Cause
can
you can tell
he's very
deadpan.
Can we talk about his parents for a moment?
Oh, his parents are so nice and supportive.
It's not even that they're nice and supportive. It's that they're so like ridiculously over the top.
They are. The
like,
most
like
energetic
dude
couple
comes home
possible.
With girl after teleporting and like casually being like sup, and then his mom is all like, "You're only a month old. You brought home a wife."
And he's like,
"He's
mother,
like, don't worry, my parents
calm.
Jump to conclusions." And then you're all like, "Let's hope dad is somewhat sane." And dad comes in and is like, "That's my boy," and you're like, "I just." And the girl, what's her name again?
Oh, I don't remember.
It's Misha, right? Something like that.
Misha Necron, that's
Misha
what it
Necron.
Is. Yep.
Misha comes in and it is all like, are they both like this? And he's like, yep, as you can tell. And you're just like, okay, well, I guess we have super duper supportive, ridiculous, over the top parents.
I have a feeling we're not going to see a lot of them, or maybe even see them ever again, but they were pretty awesome.
It was.
They were a highlight of episode one.
It was incredible.
They've set the tone of this show very well, where it's going, where I'm pretty sure there's going to be extreme lighthearted moments, and then there's just going to be snap time, you know?
Where, yeah, I think it'll be.
He just decides, I'm not going to deal with the bad guys.
Dude massacres his brother and is all like, haha, you have no place. And then our lovely Arnos Varigold comes over and is like, oh, so you don't believe in family bonds, I guess. Let me just resurrect your brother as a zombie to kick your ass if you decide that he's not worth your time.
And like, he literally says, like, your brother, the zombie with magic power that outdoes yours right now, because, you know, I made him a zombie and I'm like, you're God. So... What? He'll outpower you. He'll kill you. All you have to do is acknowledge him as a human being. Like, that's it. And then at the end of the day, the two royals that were trying to kick this Demon King's ass are sitting there on the ground like spoiled children. He's swatting them on the head. He's like, all right, shut up. Go home. Be quiet.
Go like, get stronger. I'll fight you again anytime. But you're a little bitch.
Yeah, like he puts them through the ringer. And these guys also like walked up and built an entire cathedral arena around him like it was Fortnite, and then he just smacks them.
I mean, the best part was like the dude going, this magic is only available to royals! and uses it. And he's just standing there, he's like, you do realize I'm the one who created that magic, right? Like
he's
like,
literally like, called the founder.
By the way, you know, the magic you just used only works on people who aren't the one who created it. And the dude's like, wait, that means.
Oh,
he's also and then like, he's like, hold on not- now. This, and you have to realize the timeline of this is the dude uses the origin magic. And he's like, I can't beat you. And he goes, well, I guess you just need to be taught a lesson. And that's when he reanimates his brother. Like, it's not before that. He's like just casually showing off. He's kind of like, eh.
Well, he's
like, are
he's
you worth
so
it?
Just,
he's like, here, zombie brother is going to kick your ass. I don't even have to do anything.
He was half-assing a lot of it.
Yeah,
and
it was
great. Like, he's not even like hiding that who he is. He doesn't care. He's just like, he's not running around and being like, I am your demon king. Everyone worship me. He's running around and being like, huh. You know, it's a little different than it was when I was here last time, but it's cool. It's
he's
cool.
Like, we'll make it work. He's like, yeah. He's like, your bond is flimsy. We're going to fix that. You're just a dipshit. Let me beat you up. like
how like, weak are your family like bonds that you don't care for your brother? Like, who the hell do you think you are?
It was ridiculous. It was great. It was fun. A lot of fantastic little moments. And then
definitely
Comfy
a
and
show
I,
I'm going to keep going.
Oh, I'm going to, I, this has like, I think Tim and I said this earlier this week. We had this moment of like, this is very much a slime, like when I was reincarnated, it's a slime moment. Either it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
Or it's suddenly going to become Isekai Cheat Magician and nobody's going to like it.
It's either going to be a show with a weird name that ends up taking off and killing it, like Slime, which was objectively like the best show. Or it's going to crash and burn like every other isekai. And I say every other as in like half of them, not everything except for Slime.
Yes.
Yeah, like so. It is a generally good power fantasy
OP
show.
Character. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, now let's talk about
another
one.
No. I'm not even going to say not good because I can argue that. But I just want to make the point that Comfy and I went from watching that with like snapping people and watching them die and like resurrecting them to Monster
Discount
Doctor
Etchy Trash
Girl, where the opening was all like, haha, like death and demons and all these things were like monsters and death. And we were like, it opens with, you know, this massacre battle scene. And we're like, we were just watching something that should have been really dark that wasn't really, really, really big dark. And now we're watching something that should not be really, really dark and is really, really dark. So I have no idea what's going on here. And then the CGI hit.
It was all CGI.
Wait, can I take this one?
Go ahead.
All right. So because I am the resident etchy trash, this was a show that I was looking forward to purely for the fact that it is a reimagining of Everyday Life with Monster Girls, which if you didn't watch that, don't. Just save yourself. Don't watch it.
And don't watch this you one really either. Like, in all honesty. If you have not watched it yet, don't watch it. Keep listening to the podcast, and then like 3 weeks, Tim will update you on you whether it's worth it or not, because Tim's going to be the only one out of us who's actually going to keep watching, because Comfy and I will lose our minds.
Okay. We might have started skipping through the end of the episode.
I literally Googled it. Like, I literally went through the comments and was like, is there anything relevant in the comment section that I need to be aware of? Otherwise, can we just skip the end of this? Like, that's how bad it was. There was only one redeeming funny scene in this entire first episode. And that is the snake girl stuffing her tail into somebody's mouth as a gag. And it looks like a dildo.
It was moderately sexualized, just like the rest of this show. I want to point out, we started with like the blood and murder intro scene. Does anybody want to explain the immediate scene after that?
I don't even remember it. It was that bad. Like, it was enough.
He was giving a Minotaur woman a breast exam.
Thank you. I have blocked that pregnant. Out of my mind.
Yes, because she was pregnant.
And he was checking for all the things in cancer and to make sure that she was healthy. And that is the next opening scene.
He was being a good doctor.
Scene. Oh, yes. And then the snake girl is all like, no, nobody can have you but me, except for our, you know, doctor who was above us, who threatened me within an inch of my life because she's an octopus, that if I ever tried to take you for myself, she would kill me.
I really quickly want to point out.
I'm just saying, like, it's bad. Like, the writing is blah. Like, the CGI
My biggest
is blah.
Issue with this show is, for some reason, like, there's a lot of shows that will put in CG stuff to save time and budget. Overlord is a great show, but it's a prime example of there are skeleton dragons that are 3D CG. The sheep are 3D CG, and it's very noticeable and it's not great. This show, for some reason, not only has like pixies and fairies flying around in 3D CG that just kind of ruin the flow of everything else going on, but they also decided to make the animal halves of pretty much every like monster person into CG. So this entire episode is based around centaurs, and the top half is 2D and the bottom half is 3D, and it's really jarring to look at.
It's really weird.
Now, let's talk about one thing for a second. Mm-hmm. What did I say last week about this show? It was going to be etchy trash, and there was no way it was going to be good, but there will be good laughs in it. Correct?
I just don't think I can suffer through the rest of it to get to the good laughs.
Oh, hey,
the only good laugh was the stuffing of the tail.
Can we point out, can we run through the really quick plot of the episode so that we just know how dumb it is?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Basically, the centaur who is the heiress to all of the centaur transportation stuff is really, really bad at running all of a sudden. And she keeps working out, but she can't win any races. And she's very sad about
fights,
it.
Fights, not races.
Fights, sorry.
She is a gladiator-ish thingy.
And she's very sad about it. And she's losing because she's not fast enough. At which point the doctor examines her, is like, well, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, oh, wait, 3 days later, I figured it out. You need horseshoes.
Because everybody else has horseshoes because she was too proud of her natural...
of her hooves.
No, she was too proud of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I am not saying that I never once said that this show was going to be good.
Tim, everything. I want to be very, very clear.
You didn't say this show was going
to
be good.
Everything
we were all clear.
Was sexualized, and then they got to the hoof part, and they were putting horseshoes on her, and it was sexualized horseshoes. They had to gag her with the snake tail that looked like a dildo in the moment, so that she wasn't screaming bloody sexual murder while the doctor put horseshoes on her feet.
I want to point out also, when they were starting the exam for the centaur, they threw in a cat girl to keep me interested, but I lost interest the moment the cat girl left the scene.
Again.
Right.
So, I have never
Tim's
once
not
admitted.
Trying to defend this. I just want you guys to understand.
Paul
he's
just
trying
ranting.
To defend himself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it feels more like Paul is mad at me for even bringing the show up.
No, I'm mad at myself.
We have to find that one garbage show a season, and the rest of the stuff that we looked at and were excited for looks like it will be really good. Yes. And the problem is anime went from being like, there's one or two shows a season that are like watchable and the rest is just garbage, to being like every season is a hard hitter except for like one or two shows. And if you don't highlight those one or two shows, people will miss out on actual things to compare the good things to.
That's fine.
I have heard of another show that I'm going to be trying to check out.
Oh no.
Next week.
Oh no.
And what is that?
Let me get the name from one of my friends. It is Dokyu Hentai Heroes.
Oh yeah. That one. Oh god.
I am purposely skipping.
Oh, I don't blame you. I saw the teaser trailer for it, and it's like all the wrong kinds of ecchi.
I heard that it was a thing, and I feel like it's going to be a dumpster fire. And I have to check it out.
On the note of fires and dumpsters and things that would be enjoyed otherwise.
Let it be known.
My transitions.
That was way more cringe than the last one.
I felt like if we're going to do it, I have to make cringe.
Paul is coming out in force. Speaking of force.
No, both of you. Both of you, stop what you're doing. Apologize to the listeners right now.
We did get a little bit of feedback from the last episode. Someone said stop with the cringy transitions. So we're doubling down on all of it. No, we're going to stop the cringy transitions. I apologize. It was a little much. It was a little heated and it was a little pushy. But speaking of Fire Force Season 2.
We're here on Fire Force Season 2, guys. I apologize for the memes and the inexplicable.
To the viewers, let it be known that I just gave them the dirtiest look I could for that.
He's not happy right now.
I just couldn't come up with another transition from dumpster fires into Fire Force. Welcome to Fire Force. We've now actually reached the other good anime this season that is not ecchi garbage, because Shinra's an actual good character. Tim, please explain.
Okay, so as someone who watched all 25 episodes of Fire Force's existence in about a 12-hour period, I have a pretty good handle on Shinra as a character currently. And I also went out and bought all of the Fire Force manga because I'm that much garbage, and I could not wait.
To be fair, the only reason I have to wait at this point is because I don't have the money to drop on the entire thing. But I understand, so continue.
So, for those of you that have not seen Fire Force, Shinra, our main character, has this ability where he spits fire out of his goddamn feet, and he can go at current as fast as a jet plane.
If you've seen Avatar The Last Airbender, the thing that every firebender does in the last episode, that's what Shinra does.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just going to say, he flies around like Azula.
Fair, but I wanted to go, you know, with a broad, because not everyone's seen, you know, Avatar.
No, not everybody has.
If you haven't, please do. It's on Netflix now. Like, it is one of the best cartoons of all time. Hands down, no questions asked. That is my Avatar The Last Airbender plug. Ignore the movie.
What movie?
What movie?
Good to know.
Continue. So season two leads into it picks up right where we left off, with Shinra just getting out of the hospital and getting a little bit more information on the Attila Link, the Attila Burst, and the fire that started when he was a young boy that killed both his mother and his brother, supposedly. We already learned, and this is something that will be spoiled for you immediately, that his brother is alive. And his brother is I can't even say this without being annoyed.
Tim is an engineer.
Goddamn broken.
Tim is an engineer. Okay. Tim is getting his engineering degree. And so if I told another engineer that there is a character that can stop the thermal heat expansion of the universe, you would look at me like I'm insane. But that's exactly what Sho does.
That's exactly what Sho does. And because, you know, Sho has this Attila burst, which is an unsullied flame. That's what they call it. Or the better name, the flames of destruction or perdition, whichever English translation you're using. He's kind of goddamn broken.
Just a wee
Shinra
bit.
Also has one of those Attila bursts. His was given to him by Sho when they were very young. And that will get discussed very quickly in the episode. Shinra can go faster than the speed of light with his feet.
That's pretty dope.
He would literally generate black holes.
Yep.
Doing the garbage that he does.
I just want you to know, I'm thoroughly enjoying Tim's engineer brain not being able to turn off for this and like have a suspension of disbelief because he understands some of the science and he's like, no, that doesn't.
It hurts me.
Everything
physically.
Would explode and die, and it'd be insane.
Your science is bad, and you should feel bad.
Long story short, guys, Fire Force Season 2 is out. We're getting our resurgence and introduction to the characters again. Almost this whole episode, up until the very end, is just like a reintroduction of your characters. Here's Shinra. Here's Iris. Here's all Maki and all your friends.
Maki, Obi, Hanawa.
Yep.
It's a nice catch up for the people
that
watched the first 24 episodes and then took a break like they were supposed to instead of binging all 25 of them in a 12-hour period.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a good first episode into a season. It's the first episode you would expect from any, especially after a long break.
Especially after a good long break.
Yeah, like it's been 7 months since the last episode. So, and if you didn't watch it since the premiere. It's been almost a year. Actually, I think it's a year to date. So it's a good first episode.
It's real good. Reintroduces characters.
It has a really sick fight scene.
Oh, it's so good.
So, you know,
everybody gets involved in that action too. Like it's not just,
it's,
you don't
it's
see
good
just
showing.
Shinra. You see everybody, you see Arthur, you see side note,
Maki.
Arthur's one of my favorites because Knight of Camelot.
He's useless.
Plasma saber.
Like, he's useless.
On. He does have a lightsaber.
He does have a lightsaber. It's pretty cool.
I did think that was pretty cool and a unique use of the fire powers.
Yes. He's a.
Yeah, they found a good way to like give everyone something unique, and mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
I really enjoy how they've set it up so that like each generation of pyrokinetics have their own thing. And it's not like they're inherently broken per se. They just have like this unique application of how it would work. So, for example, second generation pyrokinetics can manipulate fire and third generations can generate. So
what
like,
can first generation do?
First generation are your infernals.
Yes.
Okay.
They're the
so no control.
Yeah, they have absolutely no control over the fire. The fire controls them.
Yep. And then the second can control third. And then we haven't seen a fourth generation, right?
Correct.
Incorrect.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They talked about that in season one.
You're right.
Those that are using the Attila link to enhance their abilities past the physical limit of the real world are fourth generation.
That makes sense.
Shinra, Sho,
and those with Attila bursts.
So, and my favorite part is at one point you get to meet Benny, who is a second and a third generation at the same time.
Yeah, he's a compound
pyrokinetic. Which just makes it dumb and so cool, and he's just like, heh 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 heh. Because he generates his flame and then controls it. And he's like, hi. I'm sorry, but I said this at the beginning, Benny is best boy, Benny is my favorite boy. It just, go watch Fire Force Season 2, please do. Episode 1's incredible. And now,
there you go.
For the, in my opinion, the coup de grace of the season. Like,
the thing most
people
have been
looking
for. Monster
Girl Doctor was pretty good.
Comfy, don't you dare compare Ecchi Trash to Studio Mappa's masterpiece.
Are you saying that this is the god of shows right now?
It may, in fact, be the god of shows.
I mean,
right
honestly,
now.
For this season, I we have yet to see what No Gun, No Life does this season. But, like, if Mappa keeps up the pace. And the fight scenes are this good, I think God of High School may be, like, the anime of this season. Like, don't get me wrong. Misfit of Demon Academy is great. Fire Force season 2 is going to be like a beautiful story full of fun action, but like
they came out MAPPA swinging.
Yes. MAPPA was like, literally, "Hey guys, let me flex for a moment and just like show you how good you can make hand-to-hand combat."
"Hey guys, I see you're making an anime. Let me give you some fight scenes."
Every hit feels like it has impact. Like, doesn't even have to be from the main characters. Like, the moment that first scene starts out with that battle royale and see that first dude hit somebody, you're like, oh, like, okay. And then you start seeing the people who are, like, supposedly main character-esque, like, and side characters doing their thing, and you're like, oh, that's that fight style. That's that fight style. Oh, let's watch, like, all of the ridiculousness, and you're just like, yes. Like, the girl's kind of like a wrestling, like MMA-ish style, and that was really cool to see. Like, I don't remember what the dude in the monk garb was. I don't remember what that's specifically called, but like the first four characters you see like in like main character colors, like were just like, hello, the baseball bat with a book, like lost it, was so fucking happy. He was just like smack, just continuing reading his book, being like, y'all are just bad. And then we get to our three.
Our main characters, our protagonists, Daewi, like, Mira, and Mori, and the hits that they deliver, you can feel them. Like, they
I
are...
I also loved the introduction that you got for each one of those characters.
Yes.
Because they gave such a good idea of who the character is. Like, Mori is your generic high school student who is a little bit overpowered and a little bit dumber than his own good.
I wouldn't say dumber.
Maury's kind of like a box of rocks, I promise.
Okay. I was just going to say, like, in this first episode, he's more of that, like, what? He gives me that, like, old school Naruto, like, all I care about is fighting feeling. Like, I just want to, I could study.
To be fair, isn't Naruto also a box of rocks?
Yes, I'm just making the point that, like... It is less like inherent, like I am dumb, like Naruto was in the beginning of Naruto, but like Shippuden Naruto, who's like, he's just Goku.
He's competent, but he's
just
focused.
Goku. He's like, that's
not fair. Goku is definitely, is a rock. At least Mori is a box of rocks.
Goku is one singular rock. Goku is one singular RGB rock.
Yeah.
Like that's what it is. Sponsored by Corsair.
Yeah, honestly, get Goku a Corsair sponsorship the way he gloves.
It just, you know, you get the point. It's like he doesn't scream like I am actually dumb. He's just like, I'm a brilliant fighter. Like, I know what I'm good at. I'm gonna stick to it. Like, let me just like,
and that's the
whatever.
Peak.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was trying to get across too. Not like saying like, oh yeah, no, he's just a moron.
Yeah.
Like he's just, it's a little clumsy, a little out of it.
Yep.
His competence does not always lie with the intellectual, but more with the physical.
Yeah.
And then Daichi, of course. Is it Daichi?
Daewi.
I just need to pull up.
There is not a single C or an H in his name.
I thought of
Daichi. They pronounce it like that in the anime.
I know, it's horrible.
I also was thinking about
that. That's why we also don't call Bam Yoru.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of Haikyuu. I was just thinking of Daichi from Haikyuu. That's my bad.
Yeah.
Because I love Daichi.
So I do have a couple of issues with that first episode. The pacing is a little off.
Yes.
And you don't even know the half of it without reading. They skipped like 5 fight scenes that were like super important. And they kind of allude to one of them in the
opening
during the battle royale.
Oh.
When Mori is like looking up at one of the commissioners specifically, I'll give them their names, Joker and Tam. And that's not the names that they're referred to by, but that's their powers. Cause I don't want to spoil their names. Their names are cool. And Joker makes the comment to Tam going, I heard that one of the commissioners got, you know, hurt by one of the, you know, the guys he recruited. And then Mori goes, if I beat all these guys, then I get to have a rematch with Blondie. That's the opening. the first chapter of the manhwa pretty much opens on Mori getting his invitation to the tournament and then clobbering on Tam and like watching them fight. And none of the other contestants put up nearly as much of a fight against their commissioner as Mori puts up against Tam. And Tam is one of the strongest of the commissioners. So it's kind of like you miss out on that character moment where you kind of get to, you go into this going, okay, Mori is a lot stronger than he alludes to. And people don't realize it.
I mean, like they end the episode with him going, I'm going to like, if you're going to fight, like, fine, I guess I'll fight too. Like, and just like being unfazed, got kicked into a wall by the dude who's been like clobbering the rest of the guys. And he's like, here, let me just pick up this sword. And like, okay, I guess we're fighting now. Like
the guy who was in a cell.
Yeah. He was in a straight jacket. Couldn't even use his arms for this. And they handicapped him. That should give you a general idea of how strong Manciok is.
I'm really interested. This is why I don't necessarily mind not reading the source material sometimes, is because like I was able to enjoy that just as a standalone episode and be like,
Oh no, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
You know,
I watched it again.
Oh, I've watched it like three times.
Like I love the fight scenes look absolutely perfect.
I just had it playing while we were talking earlier.
Yeah, I said that.
I'm sitting here with a confused look on my face because I like watched it this morning, like at the same time as Paul, and I haven't had time to watch it again. He's like, "Oh yeah, I've already watched it twice."
Yeah, no, like, I skipped through specific things back and forth just because I was trying to catch up on like specific characters.
No, that's good. That's good.
So, but like, totally worth it, guys. Like, this is the anime to watch this season so far. Like,
pretty hot.
Misfit's gonna be great. Fire Force is gonna be great, but this is, like I said, the creme de la creme of this season. I just, if MAPPA pulls out this kind of animation for this continually through the rest of the way through, it will go down as probably one of the better hand to hand combat.
No, it will go down as anime. One of the best shows of 2020, yes. And if not one of the best shows of the last decade.
And really quick, before we move on from it, I want to point out that the opening,
it slaps,
was very good. And the animation in the opening as well was
Can we take just a second to talk about the fact that Crunchyroll adaptations of webtoon material have not spoiled the beginnings, have not spoiled the anime in their openings or in their closings at all.
Which is one of my biggest pet peeves in the world, so I'm incredibly happy about it.
So please, when you go watch these webtoon originals, if you haven't seen Tower of God yet, go back and watch Tower of God as well while you're watching through God of High School. These originals are incredible. Their openings are incredible. Their endings are incredible. Like, the endings are these beautiful, like, little chill moments with, like, K-pop. The fact that they're using K-pop makes my heart happy because it is Korean source material. Like, just... Crunchyroll is doing webtoon right. Is what I'll say about that. You know,
that's a very good way to put it.
So, and go back and watch them if you want to go back and read. As we've discussed last week, sure, you'll probably end up having a couple of, you know, issues with God of High School's writing later on, but if we stick to this season, you'll thoroughly enjoy it. And I'm excited for the rest of the season. I like, these are going to be our shows. We're going to bring in some other stuff. We'll definitely be talking about No Game No Life. And
no,
Re-Zero,
gun, no, gun, gun,
no,
no life.
Guns Not, Life.
No Guns
he
Life.
He kept evolving further away from the actual title.
It's bad.
This is going to be the meme. Is Paul's going to mess up every
I'm gonna
single
mess up
anime
all the
title.
Names all the time. Mostly because I have too many swimming in my head that I have to see. Like, I have friends.
So Gun Life,
at me.
No.
I'm sorry, Chad. Anyway, guys, real quick, we're going to have a word from our sponsors real quick. I said real quick twice. Just... listen to it. Enjoy.
Real
Have a great
quick.
Time. We'll be right back in a minute.
Extra quick.
With some manga and some webtoon.
Hey everyone, this is Wayne from King's Coast Coffee, and I just want to let you know about our new seasonal selection, the Summer Swells. This natural process light roast from Zambia is out of this world. boasting notes of grape, vine-ripened strawberry, and fresh watermelon. It's excellent in a pour-over, and even better as a home cold brew. It's the perfect roast for those warm summer mornings or an afternoon in the shade. This roast is only here for the summer, so head on over to kingscoastcoffee.com and grab yours today. And while you're there, make sure to grab some of the Nitro Cold Brew if available for the perfect summertime pairing.
Welcome back, guys, to episode 2 of Studio Blank. We're jumping into the end of our discussion this week. We're talking some manga and some webtoon. I think we're starting with something fun. Tim has been reading Unordinary. So I do want to preface this real quick as well and just say, if you are not caught up on the stuff we're about to talk about, feel free to skip. We're going to be talking Unordinary, Haikyuu, and Black Clover today. So you can skip to about, we're going to say 65 minutes. And that's about what we'll be doing. Our I Can't Believe It's a Light Novel title, if you want to catch just that at the very end after all of our anime review. So Tim, talk to us about Unordinary.
Okay, so Unordinary is a webtoon that's been coming out for about 3 years, I believe. 3 or 4. Written by an artist called Uru-chan. You can find them on Instagram and Twitter at uru.chan. I think we can all figure that one out. They're fantastic. The art is fantastic. And the concept is really, really cool. So we all know that one main character in a world where everyone else has powers and they're a cripple, right? Like they just don't have anything. And so that's our main character, John. In fact, his name is John Doe.
Okay.
And so he attends this incredibly prestigious private high school called Wellston, where everyone has these abilities, and there is a ranking system. So it's, you have your low tiers, which are a ranking of 1.0 to about 2.1, 3.1, I think, is mid tier. 3.2 to 5 is high tier, and then from there you have your elite tier. Okay. From 5 to 10. So that should give you an idea of how strong people are.
Okay, so we're talking, you know, stages. Got it.
Yes, and I should say, the elite tier is broken up into 2 sub-tiers. You have your elite tier, and then you have your god tier. And your god tier starts at about 6. Because even high tiers only average out between 5.0 and 5.9. And John's over here as a 1.0. He has no powers. And he's, you know, he goes to this high school and the low tiers are beaten up on by everybody because they don't have a power to contribute to society. In the most literal sense, they don't have a way to manipulate matter or energy or the physical space in a way that could be productive. And so then the top 5 students at this school are called the Royals. And so in your Royals, you have your Ace, King, Queen, Jack, and usually you have a female Jack. So they're the 10.
A Jill, if you will.
Yes, you would have your Jill.
Comfy.
But they don't refer to the female, what would be the female Jack or Jill, by any
Stop,
other
no,
statement.
No, don't do it. Stop. Don't do it.
You
started it. You
can't
it.
Give credence
don't
to what I
it.
Say.
No. I refuse.
Well, the Jack is the second strongest male.
Okay.
Okay.
The ace can be either gender, and the queen is the strongest female. So again, you would have the second strongest female okay. would have a position.
So they have a royal flush. Gender neutral. Then you have a top tier male, top tier female, and then a second tier male and second tier female.
Correct.
Cool.
Makes sense. Are the royals. It's a complete hierarchy that makes sense. And it's based on power level. And if say the Jack deems that he is stronger than the King, he can challenge the King, and if the King loses, he is dethroned, and then demoted to the position of Jack. The Jack takes the King's position. Yes.
This sounds like Food Wars with extra steps.
It kind of is Food Wars with extra steps.
Gosh darn it.
The Food Wars has the very similar, if you...
So what you're telling me is I need to catch up on this. I need to read it.
Food Wars has the Elite 10.
Let's jump straight through and let's tell us if it's worth watching, worth reading. It's not worth watching.
Wait. But what I was going to say is not everything is as it seems. And it becomes very apparent that our main character is a little too ballsy to be the low tier that he is. It's a very cool, very cool character. John has a lot of character depth to him. So does our main female lead, Serafina. She is she's the school's ace. She's an 8.0. She can rewind time.
Oh,
I'm suddenly significantly more interested in this show.
And she has pink hair.
Comfy just all lost right. it. Comfy's going to binge it.
One second. I'm getting my Webtoon app open and downloading all of this.
Yeah. Unordinary is, I binged it in about 3 days. I think there's around 200 chapters, or it's just short of 200.
Is currently the number one show on, or the number one Webtoon on Webtoon by a healthy margin, and it's at 187 right now.
Yeah. It has like 13 million followers on Webtoon. It is the largest by far. It's very, very good. And I will say that you will find that some of the characters are very redeemable and some of them are not. And it becomes hard to root for some people sometimes. And then you realize that maybe that character that you judged very harshly is not the horrible or less desirable person that you think they are. So there's a lot of really good character depth. It's very well written. The art is beautiful. I've been having a lot of fun with it. And I spent like all of my fast pass on it because I just couldn't stop reading.
I'm impressed.
That's good.
I'm impressed. I'm currently downloading. We'll be doing it.
Yeah, there's very few webtoons that have forced me to go, but do I need to spend more money?
He has enough fast pass tokens. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine, but guys.
I'm down to 15. Like, that's how hard I've been going. I had almost 100. So, guys, that should give you an idea. Like, I've been binging the hell out of it. Seriously, go give it a read. It's up there with Tower of God. I think it's my number two webtoon. It might even eclipse the number one spot.
Wow.
Well, now we're gonna have to go read it and get back to you next week on our thoughts on it.
Yeah, because that's some high praise. Like
that
Tower
is
of
very
God
high
is,
praise. And Tower of God this is, does sound interesting to me. Yes. So,
real quick though, we do want to catch you guys up on both Haikyuu and Black Clover for this week's set. Again, if you don't want to hear spoilers, we're going to do it really, really quickly because we do want to wrap this episode up for you guys and keep you guys with only, you know, just a little over an hour for you. Do you want to start with Haikyuu or Black Clover, Tim? Because I know you're current on Black Clover.
Let's start with Haikyuu. Okay. Because you're the only one current with.
I am the only one current with it at the moment. So guys, real quick, if you didn't know where Haikyuu is currently, again, like I said, spoilers. But we have just gotten to the point where Hinata and Tobio are finally facing off again after college, or in college, wherever. It's after high school. They graduated high school, and Hinata went off to Brazil to train in beach volleyball, and Kageyama ended up playing for Japan's national team in the Olympics, and a whole bunch of other crazy stuff happened. But they're finally back in Japan, and they're playing against each other, and we're getting the full lineup, in all honesty. We're like Bokuto, the Mia, elder Mia brother, what's his name? One of the other top five aces. I don't remember his name at the moment.
Paul's bad at Japanese. Have you guys
noticed?
Bad at
Japanese. It's real bad. And a couple of the other like stars from high school are actually on the professional team with him. On the other side of the fence, Kageyama, Hiroshimi, I just totally forgot how about to say that name. It's really bad, guys. I need my left-handed Japanese left-hand left arm cannon is
he, what he can't words by. Good.
I can't Japanese well, guys.
He
Tim
does
his
bad.
Japanese. I need to just sit down and read it straight from the book if I'm going to do that. But long story short, we've gotten to the point where you literally have all of the best characters from high school as the people who are like the generation of miracles, as you would put it, from Kokoro's basketball, finally playing against each other. And it's honestly some of the best animation, like drawing animation, I guess you could say, like, because, like, you know, you get these beautiful hits in the anime that look just as good drawn, like these cannon shots and these wrist flicks and, you know, Bokuto's straight energy, you know, straight down the line shots are gorgeous shots. And you have Hinata showing stuff that he'd never shown before because he went to Japan and he went to Brazil and did, you know, beach volleyball, and all of a sudden is back on a main court and he's like, oh wait, I can jump. Like, there's no sand. I can jump. And you're just watching these beautiful things come up. And so right now we're watching this final scene between Hinata and Kageyama in this final little showdown for literally match point, you know, in the manga. And like, we're finally caught up. If you guys haven't caught up yet, like, and you stayed through some spoilers, it's incredible. I love how they did the time skip. This is what I was frustrated a little bit last week about, like, making sure time skips were done well, because I am loving it just as much as I was loving all of my other sports anime. Like, it's so well done. So catch up if you want to. We'll be talking a little bit more about it next week, but I know we'll take a whole look through Unordinary next week, because Tim made a very bold claim. So
Unordinary is just really, really good.
That's like fair.
It's Are you saying insane. That it's out of the ordinary?
I would consider it extraordinary.
There we go.
Wow.
And just like...
I have another pun
really
for that,
punny.
So I'm disappointed in myself.
I was going to make a really bad punny one, but we're not going to, because we're just going to move straight along into this week's Black Clover chapter. And...
Wow.
I have a feeling something cool happened this week.
I just
something
want...
cool really did happen this
okay,
week.
Okay, so we're fighting demons, and...
We're fighting devils. Get it right. There is a term.
Same thing.
Not same.
They're from the underworld. Same thing. Translation issues.
Nope. The actual character used is a devil. Thank you
That's
very
fair.
Much.
That's fair. But the point is, Yami finally showed up and is like, yo, you're the leader of the devils. So let me fight you because I am a arcane stage mage because I have... dark magic, which like cuts through the underworld, which is just dope. Like,
it's really insane, actually.
And so long story short, he starts to get his ass handed to him by an 80% devil human, and he's like, oh, this is gonna suck. I guess I have to surpass my limits again, like he
and
does
again.
Every single time
and again
he just
and again
Yami's like, oh, by the way, I have a limit. Oh, all of my friends and comrades are watching. I guess I have to pass it, lol.
If I can't do it, then how can I expect them to do it?
Like, he is literally the best character at just being like, well, I guess I am the dad of the group. Let me make sure that dad is proving once and for all that dad has to be ahead of you. Like, because if I don't do it, then you guys, like, I can't tell you to do it, so I guess I gotta do it. And, like, you know, this devil's all like, ha 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 ha, like, I made your dimension slash like go wonky and not hit me because I control gravity, lol. And Yami goes, I mean, I guess that's okay. I'll just hit you with a cannon made of dark magic that explodes you straight.
Yeah, Paul's describing this in like the worst possible way.
So
Yami takes his mana zone ability and not just condenses it, but he condenses it down to a singularity, not unlike the gravity singularity ability that this devil is using, and you like manipulates the mana zone and just shoots it through the guy. Like he went to go for like, I wanted to hit him with a slash. I didn't want to blow him into five pieces.
He was like, you know, I was going for a thrust, but it ended up being a cannon. And you're just like, nobody could touch this guy. Like
Thank
at all.
You. Very cool.
It's just ridiculous. Guys, catch up on all your favorite manga this week. It's incredible. Like, if I don't know, there's just something special about keeping up every week with something that's not currently airing as an anime.
Yeah, it's really cool. And so, of course, Paul says that, but then doesn't do it. You know,
I am selective.
He's like, I don't want to spoil My Hero. I don't want to spoil Dr. Stone. I'm like, bro,
I always do it after second season. If it's good enough after season two where I'm like, I can't stand it anymore, I do it.
That's fair.
Yeah, but when's the next time you might get a season two for certain shows?
Oh, absolutely.
Like No Game, No Life.
Stop.
I'm never getting a second season of No Game, No Life.
There is absolutely no way we're getting a second season of No Game, No Life.
All right. So this week we pulled a light novel title. I decided to go with something wholesome and sweet. So our title is, do you want the main title or the alt title first?
Let's give us the main title.
Give us the main title.
The main title. The Hero and His Elf Bride Open a Pizza Parlor in Another World.
I literally looked at that yesterday on the way to the brewery. I read that one out loud in a car full of my family.
It's very good.
Now it's so good.
I am awaiting
the actual alt title because I feel like it's going to be even better than the main title.
I think it's worded better. I am a brave man, but I start a pizza shop with an elf bride in a different world.
I like that title a lot better.
That's so much better, but it's so
It's
crazy.
Like the wording is just good.
I am a brave man. But like, what do you mean? What do you mean but? Like, and you're suddenly marrying an elf and making a pizza shop? Like, where are you from? Chicago?
Now, I'm sure that people are going to get up in arms because Chicago-style pizza is actually just a lasagna.
Yes, it should. Deep dish pizza.
But it is delicious.
It is incredibly delicious.
It's a lasagna. Don't let anybody tell you differently. Just that, like,
it's lasagna pie.
I'm not going to start the pineapple on pizza war here. So we're going to.
But is a hot dog a sandwich?
Stop.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
Is water wet?
No. Actually?
No.
No, water is not wet. Water gives the thing.
Water is the thing that makes other things wet, but water coagulated to water technically makes itself wet. And doesn't a thing have to be itself to make other things it?
No.
No.
Because
it's been
water
too long
molecule...
since I've had this discussion. It's bad.
You know what?
I think this discussion needs to end.
Long story short, chat.
I apologize.
We're not going down the rabbit hole. But
we're
we
not
will,
having the is water wet conversation
we,
right
we
now.
We will update you next week on Misfit Demon Academy. Misfit at Demon King Academy. Monster Doctor Girl, unfortunately.
No, we won't. We will not be updating you on Monster Girl Doctor next week.
However, okay, we will be following up with God of High School. We will be checking out ReZero Season 2. We are going to continue with Fire Force Season 2. And I'm going to be checking out Rent-A-Girlfriend.
I will also be checking out Rent-A-Girlfriend.
We'll check the guns out, too.
And No Guns Life Season 2. I'm also going to give that a stab.
And, of course, as always, in the second half, you'll catch your manga and your webtoon updates. We're going to do...
I think we're going to have a much more in-depth, unordinary conversation next week.
So be prepared if you guys want to catch up with us. It's about 187
chapters.
193 in total, but I'm sure that some of them are side chapters and fast pass chapters.
Some of them are side stories from that the author has written for like weeks she had off for various reasons. So
very cool.
Yeah.
So guys, want to be a part of that discussion, catch up with us this week. You don't have to go crazy. If you want to read until, you know, you stop and then catch up with us later, that's cool too. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of Studio Blank. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.